Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome back to our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Pleased to be joined by Keith Christine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, had two games since we talked last. He finished out the first semester with a big win over Rock Hills back on the 18th of December, and then bounced back with a 48-29 win over Southern Cloud, who was previously unbeaten there on Tuesday night. Your overall thoughts of these last two games as you've started out in the second semester again?
Well, you know, I was really pleased going into Christmas break to get that win against Rock Hills, even though I don't feel like we played up to par that night. Rock Hills just struggling a little bit, but again, I thought Rock Hills played extremely hard. But it was a nice win to go into Christmas break 4-1, and any time you can go into Christmas break 4-1, you know, you've had a pretty good start to your season. Well, holiday practices, we had some great holiday practices. We did a little visiting and some conditioning and talked about some things that, you know, as far as enthusiasm or overall effort out on the floor and stuff, because I didn't feel like in our first five games that we were playing up to snuff. You know, granted, we played Thunder Ridge, which was a really good ball team that just killed us, but, you know, we said we needed to start the 2016 off with a bang, you know, by playing defense, the things that got us where we ended up last year. And if we had to stand any shot in making another run or some good things to happen, we needed to start that right now. So I thought we came out against Southern Cloud and played extremely well. We pushed the ball up and down the floor and got some easy things in transition. But Dusty, it was our defense and our rebounding that led us to do that there. If you don't play defense and you don't rebound, it's really difficult to push the ball up the floor. But again, I was pleased with our half-court offense, and you know, the girls continued to play. Unfortunately, though, last year or going right before halftime, Brenna took a tough tumble, and we played without her the second half. I really liked the way that the girls stepped up and played in the second half without Brenna. I mean, that shows that it can be done no matter what. But that depth is always nice to have, and the experience that we got playing against a really good team like Southern Cloud, you know, will only help us further down the line.
You move on with Hill City coming up on Friday night. They're 5-0, ranked number 7 in the state according to the coaches in Class 2A. They've got three players that are averaging double figures, led by Lexi McDowell, averaging just under 18 points a game. When you look at Hill City, what do you expect to see from them on their home floor coming up on Friday night?
Well, I'll tell you, Dusty, we had a heck of a ball game at Beloit last year. And again, they return all of their starters. We return all of our starters. But again, you know, Brenna won't be playing. But again, I like it. As long as we play defense and take care of the ball, you know, I look for good things to happen. That's what got us in trouble last year against them. We turned the ball over in the second half, and we got beat by 4 or 5 points there. So, again, if we play defense and shut down their big three, because they all can shoot the ball, they can penetrate, and so, you know, we're just going to have to buckle down, not allow penetration, because that will get us in foul trouble, and we can't get in foul trouble, and again, close out on their shooters and play good defense and have them one and done and run some offense, and, you know, it'll be a tough place to play out there, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Well, thank you for the time again, Coach, and good luck out at Hill City on Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Simple facts. No one wants to be hot all summer or cold all winter. You are going to spend money on utilities. Don't lose control of those expenses. Get control. You can control those expenses even when you are not there. You can control them from anywhere. With a Bryant system customized to fit your needs, now you control the most potential for money savings in your home. What other products do you use in your home every day that can save enough of your hard-earned money to pay for itself and keep putting money in your pocket? Let Willow Spring Services help put money back in your home with the right Bryant for you. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Next Tech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free. A Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Next Tech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Next Tech for details.
And back in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're now with Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, actually two games since we talked last. He finished out the first semester with a 53-30 win over Rock Hills, and then he came back with a 58-20 win over Southern Cloud, opened out with a 27-3 lead after one, and held them to 6 first half points and cruised the win there. So you're now overall 6-0 on the season with those two wins. How do you feel about your team's performances here in these last couple games?
Honestly, after the Rock Hills game and the way the boys played there, I didn't want to go to Christmas break. A lot of years in the past, I've wanted to get to Christmas break and work on some things, and I was very, very impressed with the way our boys played against Rock Hills. I thought the energy was great. The speed of the game and the efficiency we played with against Rock Hills was about as good as you could ask as far as a coach. I was very impressed with our defense, and our offense was very, very efficient. I think we shot around 50-60% for the entire game. Looking 53 points, that just shows how well a job Rock Hills did at trying to run their offense and really get after it. And defensively against them, our big guys played great, made the kids shoot over them. And then once they took the shot, turn around, box rebound, then we got up and down the floor really nice. I was very, very happy with the way we played in that game, and by far the best game we've played all year. Going into Christmas break put me in a great mood, and I was, pretty happy when we got to practice and was kind of having a little bit easier time at practice, just enjoying ourselves. And I was a little worried about how it went over the break. You never know how kids are going to react through Christmas break practice and getting that first game back. And I thought going into the Southern Cloud game, I was curious to see how the kids were focused and how they were ready to play. And they came out and played really good in that first quarter. We played great defensively. Energy level was right where we needed to be. And then once again, we were very efficient on offense. So pretty proud of the last two games. Like I said, the Rock Hills game, I was very excited with the way the kids played. Hopefully we can, we didn't peak too early, and we're just really starting to figure out that that's the way we need to play. So I really look forward to seeing the team improve and continue to get better on games like that.
Hill City coming up on Friday. Last year, this was one of your best games of the year. You won it on a buzzer beater. Well, basically a buzzer beater. Didn't end up that way. We won't go back and discuss that again. But you're at Hill City coming up on Friday night. You beat them by one a year ago. They're always a pretty athletic group. They're 4-1 this year. They only lost to TMP Marion. When you look at Hill City this season, what do you expect to see?
It's going to tell us a lot about ourselves, Dusty. We're going to have to come in and play every bit as well as we did against Rock Hills. We're going to have to play our best game. They're very athletic, they're very talented, and they've got a great basketball team. And it looks a legit loss losing to TMP. We're excited to find out where we're at. The kids are excited to play the talent level that we're getting ready to. And, it's going to be away from home. Last year we definitely had the crowd behind us in our gym, and the way we play in our gym is really nice. So we're going to experience a whole new thing going to Hill City and making that, hour and 45-minute, two-hour trip there and get to play a team that's going to be very quality opponent. The Kyles kid last year was very tough for us to guard, and a great player again this year. We're going to try to keep him away from the basket as much as possible. He's very good inside, and hopefully we can try to turn him into a jump shooter and keep him out as far away from the basket as we can. And they got two more shooters on the floor that shot the ball really well. One kid played outstanding against us last year at our place, and then they got another guard that I hear can stand out there and really spot up and knock it down. So we're going to have to be fundamentally very good on defense, and then take care of the ball on offense. You know, we can't give a team like that any extra possessions. And I think if we come out and play well, it's going to be an exciting game, and it's definitely going to tell us where we're at and give us a little bit of a measuring stick of where we're going the second half of the season. So not a league game, just kind of one of those great scheduled games to make yourself better, and hopefully we can learn something from it and, you know, play hard, and hopefully we can come out with another win.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John Stipton Blue Jays, and the Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time, and best luck at Hill City Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John Stipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
We're Willow Springs Services in Beloit. We do a lot of routine and seasonal maintenance work in our six-county area. We also do our share of new construction projects.
But what about in an emergency? When you need an electrician or a plumber, who do you call?
Willow Springs customers know the answer. When you can't wait, we'll be there for you.
For your plumbing, cooling, heating, and electrical needs, Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Find out what we can do for you. Whenever you need it done, give us a call today, 738-2474. We'll be right there to help.
Stop in Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all the new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the award-winning Hopper, a whole-home DVR system that allows you to record up to 8 shows at once and a 2-terabyte hard drive, and also features Sling, which gives you the option to watch TV on any device, anywhere, plus many more features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out nckssports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
And back in our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, just one game since we talked last. You didn't have a game on that Tuesday to open out the second semester. You won't play again until Friday against Pike Valley. But looking back, you beat Chase in the final game of the first semester, 54-26. You get 14 from McKinley Hennis and 13 from Jessica LaRocque. It was kind of a nice workmanlike effort and a win over Chase there on that Friday before the break.
Yeah, you know, we come out after how we played. We played pretty flat against Bankton. I told the girls to come out and play hard and show themselves that they can, you know, play basketball. And we come out and pressured Chase pretty good and scored quite a few points in the first quarter there and got their confidence back up. And that's what they needed for the break. And it was a nice win to have going into break.
You know, Pike Valley coming up on Friday night. This will be the first team you see the Lady Panthers. Pike Valley's only lost once this season, but that was to Smith Center. They're 5-1. When you look at them, they won over Tescott last week, 53-43. On Tuesday night. What are your thoughts on Pike Valley, and what do you expect to see on Friday night?
Oh, you know, they got a couple girls on the team that are pretty good shooters, and they got a couple freshmen, you know, that are good ball players. And I think if we come out and take care of the basketball and play good defense, I think we should come out all right on that game. You know, you never know until you play the game, but, you know, I think we're pretty well matched up with them. So I think if we play basketball, we should come out on top.
What's the biggest focus for your team here in the second semester?
Well, you know, I guess I would really like to see us do well in the league tournament and, you know, going to the sub-state with a winning record and, you know, get a good seed so we can have a chance to hopefully make it on into the state games. And if we do, that'll be a great, huge accomplishment for me and the girls.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and good luck against Pike Valley Friday night.
Thank you.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Make sure that your home or business internet speed is ready for everything that needs a connection. Your laptops, smartphones, tablets, and more. Switch to Nextech Internet or upgrade your current speed and we'll give you one more awesome gadget for free. A Windows 10 tablet. Your devices and you deserve the best, so make sure you have the fastest and most reliable internet. Call today and get Nextech Internet and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply. Contact Nextech for details.
Welcome back into Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're with Drew Dusky now, the head coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. No game on Tuesday, coach. Just the one game since we talked last. He finished out the first semester with a 51-38 loss to Chase. Their shooters look like they might have got hot in that one. Oberly with 23 and Clark with 14 as he fall by 13 to a pretty athletic Chase team. Your thoughts overall on that last game of the first semester?
First three quarters, I thought we played good against Chase. You know, we had the lead there for a while. And like you said, you know, they hit a lot of shots from the outside and it kind of burnt there. And, you know, we just couldn't recover. And, you know, again, our scoring has been kind of inconsistent over the first six games and you know, giving up offensive rebounds and things like that and giving teams second chance points and us not getting second chance points, you know, with offensive rebounds, stuff like that, you know, that kind of hurt us all year, kind of like it did that last Friday against Chase before Christmas break.
So, Coach, again, no game on Tuesday, so you'll play on Friday night against Pike Valley as you continue on in league play. They're 3-3 after a 54-39 win over Tascket last night. Don't have Peyton Reeves this year, but Anton Reeves, his younger brother, scored 23 last night against Tascket. And when you look at this Pike Valley team, what do you expect to see from them this year?
Yeah, I mean, they got some quickness for sure. And I know they got kids that can shoot from the outside. And, you know, doing a little scouting and talking to some other coaches, you know, they got some big kids. I think they got a couple kids over, you know, 6'3", 6'4", range, so they're going to have some height and they'll have speed. And, you know, we're just going to have to go with the game plan like we normally do. You know, we got to keep guys off the offensive board. You know, that's been killing us lately. And, you know, we're just going to have to really work on boxing out Pike Valley's big guys and rotating on defense to keep some of their shooters, you know, honest and, you know, get a hand in their face when they're shooting and hopefully, you know, get them to miss some shots.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights on our Locker Room Chats. Again, Coach, thanks for your time this week, and good luck against the Panthers Friday night.
Thanks.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Create business communication the way you want it with Nextech's affordable cloud-based business phone system. Built-in business class features like voicemail to email, simultaneous ring and caller ID, power productivity, and there is no expensive equipment to purchase or maintain. Contact Nextech's business experts to find out how to affordably boost your business communication. Sign up before December 31st and receive a free Windows 10 tablet. Certain restrictions apply.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday Locker Room Chats with Rock Hills head coaches Lauren Charles and Matt Hesting. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kier's Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're joined by Lauren Charles, head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. A couple games, coach, since we talked last. You finished out the first semester with a loss to St. John's Tipton there, but came back with a tough one against Sylvan Lucas on Tuesday night and lost 51-47. Just overall, what are your thoughts on the way the team, I guess going back to that first semester game against St. John's Tipton against a very good team, what were your thoughts on that one moving forward and into the break there?
I mean, like you said, they're a very good team, and it's always tough to play a very good team when, I mean, they're state ranked and whatnot. But, I mean, I think we came out well last night, second half, first half not as well.
Sure, again, with Sylvan Lucas, a 51-47 game, and they did get out to a good start, but how do you feel about the effort that the girls gave there in the second half? I know it's been a tough season so far to start as you haven't won a game yet, but to have that kind of effort, what did you feel about that and being able to get yourself back into that game in the second half?
I mean, this week we were down to 8 girls, so it's a little different team dynamic because we're missing 2 seniors. So we only have 1 currently playing, and I think they were a little nervous on that coming out in the first quarter and also the second quarter. And then third quarter, they started working together as a team, and it was a new team. It was great. They played phenomenal together in that second half, and they had their effort was there. They finally started making some shots.
Mm-hmm. When you play a game like that, do you feel that gives you more confidence? I know you didn't win it, but I know that the girls in a tight game like that, do you feel like they'll have more confidence as they go on?
I think they do. I think they finally realize that they can actually start making points because, I mean, that's their first game pretty much over 20-some points. So I think it's given them confidence that they can shoot and they can actually make points and they'll eventually start falling.
You get Chase coming up on Friday. It's a team that like yourself, hasn't had a win yet on their record and probably a good matchup for your team when you look at Chase and the way that your team should match up. What are your thoughts on them?
I'm looking forward to that game. I think it'll be a good game for both of our teams. And I mean, we got to come out with the same effort and intensity we did in the second half and continue shooting.
Lauren Charles, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week, and good luck against Chase coming up on Friday night.
All right, thank you very much.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, we love being your pharmacy. As a Good Neighbor Pharmacy in Jewell County, we work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy from us at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where we appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let us take care of you in beautiful downtown Mankato.
There's great deals now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have chicken breasts previously frozen, boneless, skinless, $1.39 a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh bone-in pork sirloin roast, 99 cents a pound. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, we're joined now by Matt Hesting, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. 2 games, coach, since we talked last, as you finished out the first semester with a 53-30 loss at St. John's Tipton there in Blood on the 18th of December and came back with a win over Sylvan Lucas, 33-26, in your first game back on Tuesday night. Just overall thoughts in the last 2 for your team as you go 1-1 in that stretch and you're back at it here in the second semester.
Well, we ended the year with a struggling offensively, obviously only putting up 30 points and having a little bit of trouble keeping St. John's down. We didn't think it was a terrible defensive effort and everything, but offense just comes seems to come extremely difficult for us right now, and I thought maybe some of that might go away over the holidays. We had seven or eight nice practices over about a 14-day period and looked pretty good in practice and everything. I think the kids were still energetic and anxious to get back at it. We were focused and stuff, and then sure enough, we start this year with a 33-point effort, but, you know, on the positive side of that, our defense was good enough to hold Sylvan to 26 and get the win, but you know, that's just kind of the way it played out. Is right now, it's just a little bit of an offensive mystery, kind of. But as long as the defense stays good, I have a feeling maybe the offense might come around.
You get Chase coming up in your next game. That'll be on Friday. You'll host them in Mankato. Chase, a team that, you know, they've been kind of up and down. They've got a couple good shooters, and when they're hitting from three, they're one of the better teams, really, I think, athletically, as far as that goes in the league. But last night, Lincoln was able to hold them in check and hold them to just 20 points in a 44-20 loss for the Cats there. What are your thoughts on Chase coming up on Friday?
Yeah, well, you kind of summed it up there. They do have some good shooters. I know they have, and the Clark kid and the Overly kid, we've had to see them for 2 years and just drain trays on us like crazy, and they definitely have our respect, and I think they've got another kid that comes in off the bench that has the capability of shooting, and so that third shooter on the perimeter might really pose some problems. You know, and we'll probably see another 2-3 zone like we did against Sylvan. And, you know, you're kind of forced to be a little bit patient against the 2-3 because you don't want to just trade perimeter shot for perimeter shot when you're playing somebody like Chase, because they'd probably have the advantage on that. So, you know, we hope grind it down again a little bit and maybe find some touches in the paint. And you know, there's just a lot of us teams in the NPL that, you know, when you get past the two or three, St. John's, Lincoln, and Osborne up there at the top, there seem to be playing pretty well right now. I think you can put the rest of us, the other 10 of us, in a basket and pull names out. I mean, it's kind of like whoever shows up, and we just hope that we can continue to play a little bit of defense to keep us around and until we find our offensive stride, and we'll be looking forward to it on Friday.
Matt Hesting, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, in the Locker Room Chats. Again, thank you for your time this week, Coach, and good luck against Chase Friday night.
All right. Happy New Year to you, Dusty. Glad to be back, and thank you very much.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Thomas Civics now for Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have select varieties of Kellogg cereal. When you buy three, they're $2.99 each. Now through Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. There's great deals now through Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have fresh strawberries, 1-pound packages for $1.99. It's now through Tuesday, Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, we love being your pharmacy. As a Good Neighbor Pharmacy in Jewell County, we work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy from us at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where we appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let us take care of you in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Emily Carney and Cody Flynn. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action at KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Crop Production Services in Hunter.
Welcome back into Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 with Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Two games since we talked last, Coach. You finished out the first semester with a tough 44-36 loss at home to Pike Valley, but came back with a 51-47 win on the road at Rock Hills there on Tuesday night. Let's look back first to the Pike Valley game where, again, you fall 44-36. Seemed like maybe kind of similar to some of your games earlier in the season. The shots maybe not falling for your team that night.
Yeah, we weren't having shots fall, and we didn't play the best of defense that night either, so they just, yeah.
You, coming back with Rock Hills, you win 51-47. You jumped out early on them, but credit Rock Hills. They fought hard in the second half and got close, and you end up winning it by four. What were some of the things that you saw there in the game on Tuesday night against the Grizzlies on the road?
The girls played a good three quarters, and in that fourth quarter, I think we might have relaxed a little, and we let them right back in the ball game, and they had a girl get hot on us, and we kept putting her at the line, so that didn't help.
When you play a game like that, and I guess this team so far this season, do you feel like maybe you're playing around the level of the competition? You did pick up a nice win at Lincoln. Is it something that maybe you're fighting right now as far as getting the girls to have the same consistent effort each night?
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll get up for certain games and play to that level, and then other times they just decide they don't need to play as hard, and just trying to find that consistency still.
You go to Tescott coming up on Friday. Tescott's a team that, they've struggled not only this year, but you could document their struggles that they've had in the past. They're 1-6 this year. When you look at Tescott, what do you expect to see from their team?
I think they'll come out and play as hard. We've already seen them once this year, mm-hmm. and they'll play hard, and they'll try to attack us. But hopefully our defense shows up, and we can get some easy turnovers and some points. And it would be nice if we can shoot from the outside, too. So.
It's Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs here in the Locker Room Chats. Again, we thank you for the time this week, Coach, and good luck out at Tescott on Friday.
Thanks.
It's the start to a new chapter in farming. Higher yields and increased returns with great Loveland products. Your area crop production services location offers a full range of innovative, top-quality Loveland products for crop protection, plant nutrition, seed treatments, and much more, including the industry-leading adjuvants that Loveland is known for. See the ag professionals at Crop Production Services with locations in Beloit, Hunter, and Smith Center. And get growing.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're with Cody Flynn, head coach of the Sylvan boys basketball team, Sylvan Lucas, as the Mustangs are 1-6 now, a 38-31 loss, Coach, right to the break against Pike Valley, and then a 33-26 loss against Rock Hills there on Tuesday. So both seven-point losses. It looks like you're in both of these games, but again, maybe some struggles offensively for your teams in both of these games.
Yeah, in the Pike Valley game before break, We came out and, we played good defensively. We just, couldn't put the ball in the basket. We got bit down a little bit early, and so we had to keep clawing and fighting back. And, I don't think we ever led in the ball game, so it was one of those things where we were just in an uphill battle all night long. And, it was like every time we get close, we would lose somebody, and they'd hit a big tray, and then we were back down. It went from 4-7 all night long, and it's just one of those things where we just couldn't get over the hump, and the kids' effort was there, and it would have been a good one to get before break. But it was one of those things that we learned from it, and maybe could harp on those things at practice over break, and get some fundamental things down. And it was a good learning experience for the kids, and that was one of the things that we talked about going into the game. How Pike Valley traditionally wants to run up and down the floor, and we didn't give up any fast break points, which was a goal of ours, and I think that's one of the reasons that we were actually in the ball game.
Again, with a couple losses there against Pike Valley and Rock Hills, you'll move on now. The Mustangs at Tescott coming up on Friday. It's a team you've seen already once this year. They got you by three at their home tournament. What do you have to do different this time to pick up a win on Friday?
I think one of the main things is I don't really think we need to do too much different. We just need to make sure we hit shots and play good defense. I think, when it comes down to crunch time, we just got to execute better. And, mm-hmm. That was one of the things last night with the Rock Hills game. We were in the ball game the entire time. We played incredible defense, but it's got to be one of those points where, it gets to a point where you say, close enough isn't good enough, and we got to start getting over the hump. We're 15 points away from being, 4-5-2, So mm-hmm. It's one of those things where your youth shows through, but, we keep talking about, you're close, you're playing hard, but when's it going to turn into victories for us? And, Matt Hessing is a mentor of mine and a good friend. I knew he'd have his team prepared, and we played them about as well, as I thought we could against Rock Hills. And we played Tuscan on Friday. I think we got a good shot. We just got to make sure that we keep positive and the kids keep working hard and do the things that we ask them to do. And, it's one of those things where you keep staying close. And I told the kids last night, it feels like we're up on a mountain and we just keep climbing. We get right to the top and then somebody kicks some teeth and we're back down. We got to keep clawing. And I know this group of kids, and they're not going to quit, and they're going to keep falling until we, you know, we break through that break over the top of that mountain, and then, you know, this thing starts going downhill and it snowballs a little bit. You know, you get some momentum and get some victories, and anything can happen. And, you know, our goals are still in front of us. We want to be playing the best basketball from the league tournament to the end of the year. So we will keep playing hard and see what happens.
Cody Flynn, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, under Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Thanks for the time again, Coach, this week, and good luck against Teskin on Friday night.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dusty.
NCKSSports.com is your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, and other area teams in the Mid-Continent League and NCKL. Visit NCKSSports.com. This unique website is made possible by these fine sponsors: Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Catlin's Friendly Apple Market, Betker Supply, Rush Art Corporation, S&S Drug and Home Health, Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out nckssports.com today. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10, as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.